Shkayach Ramosha Zelig for the bris. We don't call it an invite, but is Hashem Shvi B'Shalat. Who's the Moel, Rav Kornfeld?
Yes.
Wow, very special.
That's Thursday?
Thursday.
Oh boy, so no long tachanun and abbreviated slichas.
Wow. Wow, it's worth davening in the grove.
It's funny, my posek years ago in Los Angeles used to say we should not hope that we don't say tachanun any given day because it's a privilege to be able to say tachanun.
Okay, true. True. Very nice. Okay, Shvi B'Shal Teva Mutzlachas Be'ez Hashem. How old is the youngest besides the baby?
Four.
Ah, that was a boy. Pesach time, no?
Yep.
That was the last boy. Very special.
Four boys.
We're in the Tosfos, the second bottom Tosfos, Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneho. So we know the halacha is when it comes to Kriyashma in the morning, which we said this morning, there are three brachas altogether. That's two before and one after. And Kriyashma at night, there are four altogether. Two before and two after, which means there are seven altogether. Seven Birkois Kriyashma, says Tosfos, Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneho, V'sheva Brachos, and these seven Brachos have a Keneged, they correspond to the following Pasuk. So Pasuk in Tehillim, and it says, Sheva Bayoim Hilal Ticha. Seven times a day I praised you. So it says, Tosfos, the brachas of the Kriya Shema are, in fact, a fulfillment of that pasuk. V'loi kochoshiv, but we do not consider over here, yiru einenu. What's yiru einenu? So here in Chutz Laaretz, here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't say this bracha. But all of us come from Chutz Laaretz, we remember in Maariv, after Shemir Amo Yisrael Ad, used to say, Baruch Hashem Leilom, Amen V'Amen, Yiru Einenu V'Yismach Libeinu. So why is that bracha not being mentioned in this list? Says Tosfos, Dahi bracha Tiknu Rabbonon Kedei Lahamtin Lechavreyem Bebeis HaKnesses. That bracha is nothing to do with Krishma, essentially. Rather, the Rabbanon instituted it in order to wait for people to come to shul. You're about to start Shmoina Esra, and therefore we want to wait, make sure everyone starts on time. So they added this extra bracha to give a bit of extra time for the latecomers. But it's nothing to do with Kriya Shema. So because it's not to do with Kriya Shema, so Mamela, it doesn't get a mention in this sugya. Says Tosfos v'dafka b'beis haKnesses shelohem shehayu oimdim basode, because they used to daven in the field v'heim sukonim, which was a difficult, dangerous place min hamazikin. So that's why there was a chashash; people wouldn't come on time. People didn't want to stay there for the whole of davening. Avol b'botei knesios shelanu, but in our shuls ein srichim lahamtim lechavreim elo balaylo. And that's why in Chutz La'aretz they only say this bracha of Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim only balayla. But either way, it's not our minig in Eretz Yisrael. But even in Chutz La'aretz, where it is the custom, it's nothing to do with Kriya Shema. And therefore, when we talk about the Birkos Kriya Shema, it does not include this bracha. With that, we now go back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we're about eight lines from the end of the Gemara. Omar Mar, the last two lines, last two words on the line. Omar Mar, Misho'o Shehakoyanim Nichnosim Lechoil Bitshumason. That was the Lashon of the Mishnah. When do we recite Kriya Shema Balayla? When the Koyanim come in to eat their truma. Now, when is that? Says the Gemara, Mechti. surely, let us examine this. Koyanim, emas ko'ochli truma. When exactly do the Koyanim, in fact, eat their truma? Remember, we're talking about a Koyan who became Tomei. At which point does he become Tohei? And the answer is, Mishas Tseisak Lichovim. At Tseisak Lichovim. So if that's the case, we have a big question. Listen, so why does it simply not state in the Mishnah, quote unquote, Mishas says Akrichovim? Why do you have to go the long way round and tell me that when you say Kriya Shema, the answer is when the Kohenim eat Truma, which happens to be at Tseis Akrichovim, and therefore this halach is also Tseis Akrichovim? Why can't we just answer the question directly? When do you say Kriya Shema Shal Arvis? And the answer is at Tseis Akrichovim. Why do we have to drag in over here the whole halach of Kohenim eating Truma? What's it got to do with our subject? Says Tosfos, says the Gemara, sorry. Milsa agav urche komash malon. What does that mean, milsa agav urche komash malon? Because the Mishnah wants to tell me, wants to teach me something by the by. Moshe Zadig, you back?
Thank you.
So therefore, the Mishnah wants to teach us a halacha by the way. That means it's true. It's not really our subject. Our subject is Kriya Shema. But by the way, that's what it means. Agav urche. Agav urche literally means by the way. Urche is a way, is a path. So therefore, by the way, as an aside, the Mishnah is teaching me a halacha. And what is that halacha that the Mishnah is teaching me? Says the Gemara, Milsa Agav Urche Komash Malon. We're being taught a halacha by the by. And what is that? That Koyanim Emas Ka'ochli Betruma. When indeed do Koyanim, when are Koyanim allowed to eat Truma? Mishas Tseisak Lichovim. So you're right, that's not our subject. Our subject is Kriya Shema. But by the by, the Mishnah is teaching me a side chiddush. And what is that? That when indeed are Kohenim allowed to eat truma, at Tseisak Lichovim. Now, why is that a chiddush? Because v'hoko mashmalon, what we're being taught over here is the kapora loy ma'akvo. What does it mean that kapara loy ma'akva? On occasion, somebody will become Tommy. And in fact, he's got to wait till the end of the day. But he's also obligated to bring a kapara, to bring a korban. So what happens if the day ends, you've got to Tseisak Lichovim, but he has not yet brought his kapara? So I might have been excused for thinking that maybe he's not fully tohir. Maybe he only becomes fully tohir when, number one, you've waited for nightfall. Remember, we call that Her of Shemesh. And number two, he brings his korban as a kapara. And that is what our Mishnah is teaching us, that no, that's not true. We're being taught a side chiddush over here, for komash malon, the kapara loy ma'akva. That the kapara, even though, yes, it's true, is obligated to bring a korban, but that's not ma'akav. That does not withhold him from eating truma. And that is the chiddush of the opening Mishnah in Shas. So it's true. We are not learning Hilchas Trumas over here. We're not learning Hilchas Tuma. We're learning Hilchas Kriya Shema. But by the by, the Mishnah felt that we could just absorb another chiddush over here. And that is, a kohen who becomes Tommy. Once you get to Tseisak Yichovim, he's allowed to eat Truma, even though he has not brought his Kapora. And why indeed is that so? Says the Gemara. Kedatanya, because we have a Braisa. And what does it say in the Braisa? It's a pasuk. Ubo Hashemesh V'tohir. The sun will come, meaning the sun will set. The Tohir, and then he becomes purified. What do we learn from over there? Bias Shimshoi ma'akvosoi milechol b'truma. So it's all about the sun setting. That is what withholds him eating truma. You cannot eat truma until sunset, until nightfall. But ve'ein kaporosoi ma'akvosoi milechol truma. So even though we're not denying he's got to bring that korban as a kapora, but that does not play a role in the heter to eat truma. Why? Because the Torah says three words: ubo hashemesh v'tohir. The sun has to set, at which point he becomes tohir, and that is the chiddush of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara. One second. How do you know that that is pshat in the pasuk? Again, what does the pasuk say? Three words. Ubo hashemesh v'tohir. Now, let's just translate literally for a second. How would we translate ubo hashemesh? And the sun comes. It doesn't actually say in the pasuk anything about the sun setting. What does it say? The sun comes. So, says the Gemara on the bottom line, umimai, how do you know, dahai, ubo hashemesh, quote unquote. How do you know that this pasuk ubo hashemesh bias hashemesh means the coming of the sun, i.e. the setting of the sun. V'toher. And what does the word v'toher mean? Toher yoimai becomes toher at the end of the day. How do you know? Says the Gemara on the top line. Dilma bias oiroi. Maybe when it talks about the bo hashemesh, it's the coming of the light. When is that?
In
the morning. Maybe it's referring to sunrise. Umay v'toher. And what does it mean? And he will become purified. Not that the day will automatically purify him, but rather toher gavra. The person has to purify himself. How does he purify himself? By bringing the korban. So the Gemara is really asking a double query. How do you know that your timing is correct? And how do you know that it's automatic? We've just said two chidushim. Number one, that he becomes tohir at the end of the day. And number two, that's automatic. He does not need to bring his kapara. The day, the end of the day, will automatically purify him. And how did we know that? Because it says, Ubo Hashemesh v'tohir. So how is the Gemara at this point translating those words, Ubo Hashemesh v'tohir? The sun will set and he will become purified. Will become means automatically. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, there's room to debate translation of both halves of that pasuk. How do you know Ubo Hashemesh means the sun setting? Maybe it means the sun will rise the next morning. And how do you know v'tohir means that the day will purify him? Maybe the person has to purify himself by doing an act. Which act? Bring the korban. Look at the top Rashi. Dilma bias oiroi sheyoir hashemesh biyoim hashmini koma. Maybe it's not the sun setting at the end of the seventh day. Talking about somebody who's Tommy for 7 days over here. But rather, maybe it's talking about the sun rising at the beginning of the eighth day. That's query number one. And then query number two, the yitar ho'ish atzmoi. Maybe the person has to purify himself actively, behavoas korbonoisov, by bringing his korban, which we call the kapora, the achar, and only after that, yoichel may he eat truma. So how do you know that the tohir means that the day will automatically purify him? Maybe the person has to purify himself. How so? By bringing a korban. Says the Gemara, no, I can prove it from the Lashon HaPasuk. Omar Rabo Barav Shila, because Im Kain, really, this debate about how to translate the Tohir is really dependent on the following. Are we going to translate the Tohir as he will become Tohir? Or is it an instruction and he must purify himself? That's the Shaila. Does the Tohir mean he will become purified? Or is it an instruction? He must purify himself. It's either an instruction or it's stating a fact. That's what will happen. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, if so, if you're according to what you're suggesting, that maybe the Tohir is in fact an instruction that he has to go and purify himself. How so? By bringing a korban. Then Le Makra, then the Pasuk would have to state, Vayithar, quote unquote. Vayithar is the Lashon of instruction. Vayithar, and he shall purify himself. But my Vatohir, quote unquote. The Torah doesn't say Vayithar, it says Vatohir. What does that mean? Tohir Yayma. But the day will automatically purify him. Not that he must actively purify himself, but rather the day will automatically purify him. Kedom Rienshi, as people say, there's a well-known phrase, I'ariv Shimsha, once the sun sets, va'adki yoime, and the day will purify me. Look at Rashi, second Rashi, Im Kain, Dahai Krav, the Tohir, quote unquote, is a Lashon of Tzivui. If you're going to claim it doesn't mean he automatically becomes Tohir, rather it's an instruction he must go and purify himself, then name a Krav, and the Pasuk should have said, Vayitar, quote unquote, my Vatohir. What does it mean, Vatohir? Adke loshen ovar, it's in the past, this is what happens. Nispane min ha'olam ha'shemesh. Adke yoime means the sun is removed from the world, it sets, so too the tumah is removed from the person. So therefore, says the Gemara, you cannot query where is it that I get my translation from, because it's inherent in the pasuk. Actual translation of the word v'tohir cannot mean you must purify yourself. Then it would say vayitar. Therefore, it must be, the translation is, and he will become tohir. Look at the bottom tesis. V'hokom ashmalom. The kapara loy ma'akva. We're being taught a chiddush that the korban is not ma'akev. All you need is that it should come the end of the day and that suffices. Says Taisus, I'm sorry, that's also not a chiddush. Why not? Because v'im toima hotanina chadazimna. We have already learned this one time in a previous Mishnah. It says, b'mesechtus negoim, in the Mishnah Negoim of Maisil Abba Oral, and it's brought in the Gemara Paraka Oral, it says there, Heriv Shimshoi Oichel Betrum. So we have a Mefurusha Mishnah that has already stated this halacha, that once Heriv Shimshoi, once the sun has been set, you can then eat Truma. So how can you tell me that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is to teach you that at sunset the Kohen can eat Truma? That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, the side Chiddush. Well, actually, that's been taught to us already. V'yesh loima, you're right. The regilus shel Mishnayos. That's the normal way, the regular way that the Mishnayos are written. La'ashmi inon b'koitza, to teach me, in short, af l'ma shemafurish kvar, even something which has been stated explicitly elsewhere. So it's a rather strange phenomena. In Masechtas Negaim, this halacha is taught to us explicitly. In Masechtas Brachas, it's not explicitly, it's just by the by. Apparently, that's the norm. That's the way that the Mishnahs do it sometimes. Now, there is a whole Tosfos over here, the top Tosfos, which we will see, but in order to do so, we first have to continue in the Gemara, because we'll see Tosfos disagrees vehemently with the way Rashi lands. So according to Rashi, the Rashi that we have learned so far, what was the debate? The debate was, does he become Tohir at night? Or is it in the morning? That, according to Rashi, was the shaila. We'll see if Tosfos learns differently, but for the moment, let's keep going. Says the Gemara, B'ma'arava, what's B'ma'arava?
West. In the west,
meaning in Eretz Yisrael, which west of Bovel. B'ma'arava, Rabba Barashila has just taught us two lines previously that the Pasuk must be talking about the Tohir, meaning that at the end of the day you become Tohir. But in Eretz Yisrael, they had not heard of this explanation in the name of Rabba Barashila. And therefore, Uba'u lo mibaya. Therefore, they asked it as a question, unaware that it had already been posed, this question, in Bovel, and it had in fact been answered by Rabba Barashila. They were unaware of this. So what did they ask? They asked, Ubo HaShemesh Bias Shimshoi Hu. You're telling me that Bias Shemesh means the sun setting. Umay V'toher. That's one possibility. Oy Dilma, they pose it as a question that maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe Oy Dilma, Bias Oyroihu. Maybe in fact it doesn't mean the sun setting, rather it means the sun rising the next day. And who maybe, and maybe Umaiva Toher Toher Gavra. So that which was asked as a kasha in our Gemara in Bavli, say in Eretz Yisrael, they posed it as a question. They said there really could be two possibilities, two different ways of learning this pasuk. Either it means sun set or sun rise. Either the Tohir means that you become purified, or it means you've got to purify yourself. Which one is it?
Is it not the exact same question?
Yes. So in Bovel, they asked the question, and Rabba Shila answered it. In Eretz Yisrael, they posed the question. They were unaware that Rabba Bashila had already answered it by pointing out that it's inherent in the Pasuk. And rather, in Eretz Yisrael, they answered the question differently. V'hodar poshtu lo mibraisa. They were poshut their Shaila from a braisa. They did not answer the question as Rabba Barashila did by proving it inherently from the actual wording of the pasuk. Rather, they said, we can prove this from a braisa. Why? Because mid ktoni bebraisa simen ledavar tseisachi chavim. There is a braisa that says, Simon Ladova, the way that you easily remember this is two words, Tseisakri Chavim, not sunrise in the morning. Shma Mino, so we hear from this, Bias Shimshoi Hu, that it must be the sun setting. And apparently, umay v'toher, it must be toher yoimo. So they did not prove it from the pasuk. They just said that the Braisa clearly, explicitly states that way by talking about Seisa Pichavim. Says Rashi, Mibraisa, the Toni Lekamon B'Shmaitzin, it's a Braisa which is going to be mentioned later on in our sugya. It says, Misho Sha'akoyanim Nechnosim Lecho B'Churosam V'Raya L'Dovo Seisa Koichavim. Shma Mino, so I hear from over there that Ein Kaporosam Ma'akvosam. So I see that the kapara is not ma'akev. It's all about timing. It's not about a particular act that you need to do, i.e. bringing of a korban. Rather, you get to sunrise, you get to sunset, or say sakri chavim, and that will be that. Now, this braisa that the Gemara is quoting is a braisa coming up. Let's carry on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Mar, you're telling me, Misho Shakoyanim Nichnosim Le'echoil B'Trumosam. So our Mishnah says, when do you read Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? At the time that the Kohenim eat their Truma, which is at Seisa Kri Chavim. V'raminu, we're asking Akasha. We have another Braisa that says, do you know when you must read Kriya Shema from? Me'ei Masai Kohirin Eshema Ba'arvin. From when do we read Kriya Shema? At night times. The answer is Misha Ha'oni Nichnas Le'echoil Pitoy B'melach Ad Shah Sha'oimed Lipoter Mitoich Su'uda Soy. Let's translate and then we have to explain. From the time that the poor man comes to eat his salty bread or bread dipped in salt. Now, what does it mean he comes? Where's he coming from? Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Miyesha ha'oni she'ein loy ne'er lahadlik b'su'ud ha'soy. The poor man, who all he's got for his suda is just a piece of bread and salt, cannot afford a candle. As we know, from Hilchos Shabbos and other places, it's not a pleasant experience to eat in the dark. The Gemara says in one place that a blind person can never enjoy his food. To eat in the dark is not an enjoyable experience. So therefore, the poor person, he doesn't have a candle. So he's not going to enjoy his food. So what does he do? He knocks on the neighbor's door and says, please, do you mind if I just bring in my paltry piece of bread and I have my supper with you? Now, at which point will he do that?
Well, it's still light.
Obviously, as it's getting dark. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not going to do so. So from the time that the Oni would knock on your door to borrow a candle or to enjoy your candle, that's when you can say Kriya Shema from. So what's going on over here? That's not the time that our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah spoke about a completely different time. Our Mishnah spoke about the time that the Kohenim eat Truma. And in this Braisa, it gives a different measuring stick. And it says it's from the time that the Oni needs a candle. Not only that, how did the Braisa continue? The Braisa says, and until which point do you say Kriya Shema too? So again, it related it back to the Oni. Ad Shah Sha'oimed Lipoter Mitoich Sudasai. Until that point, until the Oni would finally depart and finish his Suda. So the Brice over here has given me a beginning time and an end time. From when and until when? From when can he say Kriya Shema? From the time that the Oni would ask for a candle. Till when? Until the Oni would stay there for his Suda. So that does not seem to fit in with our Mishnah at all. Not the beginning time and not the end time. Says the Gemara, Sefer, Vadai, Polig, Amas Nisin. The Sefer definitely disagrees with our Mishnah. Because what did it say in our Mishnah? Look at Rashi. Sefer, Vadai, Polig, Amas Nisin. Tani Hoch, because in this second Braiser it says, Ad Shah, Sha'oimed, Lipoter, Mitoich, Sudasai. What's going on? Vahainu loyker belezer, veloyker abonon, veloyker rabban gamliel. In our Mishnah, we had various opinions. Remember, is it the third into the night? Is it chatzos? Is it the morning? But it's definitely not this year. The darish ubeshach b'cha tchilas zman shchiva ubemasnisin tnan ad soif hashmura harishayna. So it gives you all different timings, a third into the night, or chatzos halayla, or right to the morning. Well, how long does it take for the Oni to eat his Suda? How long does it take for the Oni to eat his Suda?
This is nine.
Rabbi Yosef, you're not muted. Sure? Rabbi Yosef, are you muted?
Yeah.
So clearly, if we're going to talk about Rabbi Avraham as the host, are you able to host mute anybody?
Yeah.
Maybe we could just mute Rabbi Yosef. I think there's some interference
there. I got it.
Thank you. So when we talk about the Oni finishing his Suda, how long does it take for him to finish the Suda? Clearly not until the third in way of the night, and not Chatzos, and not the morning. So that Braisa, at least the safer, meaning the until when, that definitely disagrees with our Mishnah. But what about the Reisha? Our Mishnah spoke about the Koyanim eating Truma. The other Braisa spoke about the Oni going to knock a candle, borrow a candle. Says the Gemara, Reisha, mi lema pligi, amas nisin. When it comes to the Reisha, who says that that disagrees with our Mishnah? Loi oni v'koyein chad shiurahu. Can't we simply say that the oni and the koyein is one shir? In other words, when it says you can read Kriya Shema from the time that the oni would borrow a candle, when is that? That is in fact, says Akechavim, it's exactly the same thing. So it's not a stira, says Rashi. Oni v'koyein, oni Kol Leiloisov, on any given night, he always asks for a candle at that time. The Koyin Tome, at least when a Koyin's Tome, Lechel Betruma, Chad Shiura, who says Rashi, Tzei Sakrichavim. So, is there an absolute machloikas between the Braisa and the Mishnah? The answer is, with regard to the Shir, until when you can say Kriya Shema, yes, there's a machloikas. Because our Mishnah spoke about the Shoch Bachor, when that is. And the Braisa spoke about when the Oni finishes his Suda. But with regard to from when you can say Kriya Shema, it's true, the Mishnah and the Braisa gave different Mesholim. It's a different Moshel, but it's the same time. The Oni goes to collect a candle, and the Kohen can eat his Truma, both at Tzeisach L'chavim. Therefore, there's no Stira in that point. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Mitzvah Hashem will carry on tomorrow.